here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Tonight, folks, we are happy to welcome a new group of seven stations of the Michigan Network who are going to broadcast this program. Even more thousands, therefore, will now be able to enjoy the programs of Lum and Abner. And now, before we go any further, I want to tell you about a little experience I had the other day. I was in a drugstore I'd never been in before, when in came a woman with two little children. "I want a one-pound package of malted milk," she said. "And don't try and sell me that brand you told me was just as good as Horlicks. It just wasn't. Give me the Horlicks this time. I know what I'm getting then." Well, that druggist didn't say a word. He just wrapped up the Horlicks, made out the check, handed it to the woman. Well, after she'd gone, I asked him if he had many customers like that. Customers who insisted on Horlicks. "Oh, yes," he says, "more and more. They are just as keen as ever," he added, "on getting a bargain. And they seem to realize that Horlicks is the best bargain they can find." Folks, remember this. It's important to always keep a package of Horlicks on hand in the home. It has so many uses. Insist on Horlicks, the original and genuine, either in natural or chocolate flavor. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have hired Squire Skimp to assist them in building a real circus out of the collection of animals that Abner traded for recently. The Squire has been busy over the weekend and plans to open the new show within the next few days. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Abner on their way over to the circus grounds in response to a call from Squire. Listen.
What does Squire want to see us about, Lum?
I don't know. He called up there at the store and said for me to get you and come on over here to the circus grounds. Want to talk over a few things.
Yeah. Well, I'll hand Squire one thing. He's a worker. My dog is him and Cedric has been working over there in that tent ever since we hired him.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He knows the circus business backwards and forwards. He's got some good ideas, too.
Yes, he has. He has.
Just as long as he can't get his hands on none of the money, I don't see no way for him to beat us out or nothing.
Oh, no. Me and you can look after the business end of it. But I don't see how we could have got along tall, old Lum, without Squire. He says he's going to make a real circus out of it, sideshow and everything.
Sideshow?
Yeah, he's going to have a sword swallower and a fire eater and a tattooed man, a bearded lady and a fat woman. He sent me over to see the Widder Abernathy to see if she'd be the fat woman.
The Widder Abernathy?
Yeah, and did she get mad? I never got such a tongue-lashing in my life as she did me. Run me clean off from the place.
Well, you crazy ape, you ought to have had more sense than to even try to hire her. You know how catchy she is about being fat.
What did you call me?
Ape, I said.
Oh. Oh.
I'm glad you know the Widder better than that.
Well, I do now.
We might get Effie Phillips now.
Effie.
Brung it up. She'll kick them scales up to around 390 pounds.
Yes, sir. I forgot about her. But I ain't gonna ask her, I know that.
Oh, well, she ain't techy about her size. Butting Josh her about it without her getting her back up over it. She says herself she's the fattest woman in the county.
Yeah. Well, Squire'll have her covering more territory than that, though, Lum. She joins up with us. He'll say she's the fattest woman in the world when he gets done.
Squire said for us to come right on over here. He'd be here, but I don't see him no place around front here.
Oh. Yeah, maybe he's on the inside of the tent there somewhere.
Yeah. Sort of quiet around here, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. I'll be glad when we get ready to open up for business again. I do love a circus business.
Well, Squire said... Wait, Johnny is. Right there at the furry end of the tent.
Yeah. It looks like he's doing some painting of some kind back there.
Oh, I see. Look at the signs around here. Granny's is looking better already.
Yeah?
Well, listen to them lines.
Yeah, they keep that up all the time. They just pace backwards and forwards all day long.
They find out someday they can't get out of them.
No, it don't look like they'll ever learn. Well, I don't blame them. If I was in there, I'd do some pacing myself, I reckon.
Got signs around all over the different cages. Tells what they are, I reckon.
Well, look there. He's painted one of them elephants white, Lum.
Yeah. He said the other day he's going to whitewash one of them. See there, that sign there? Only white elephant on exhibition in the world today. Well, so on, that goodness.
Now, what's he going to do if it rains, though? Get him out in a parade and start raining, that whitewash will come right off of there.
Yeah, I don't believe that's going to work.
No.
You know, Abner, I don't feel just right about misrepresenting nothing that way, no way.
Well, no, I don't either, Mom. I've been sort of thinking about this. You know, we ought to tell the truth.
I think we better speak to Squire about it.
Yeah.
Look there. According to that sign there, that other elephant's the biggest one in the world. Well, every circus I ever seen had the biggest elephant in the world.
Yeah, they show. What's this in this cage over here? Yeah, here's something I never knowed we had.
That's the monkeys, ain't it?
Yeah, that's where we've been a-keeping them, but according to them signs, well, there's something else in there now. Four or five names up there. G-O-R-I-L-L-A.
Gorilla.
Yeah. Orangutan. Why, that blame you lum-headed, I ought to beat the daylight out of you.
What's the matter with you?
I told you, you take that back. You can't sit up here and call me no such name today.
What are you talking about? What's come over you? I ain't called you nothing. I ain't said a word to you. I just standing.
You called me an ape a while ago, didn't you?
When did I call you an ape?
Just a while ago, just before we come in the tent here.
You're a long time about getting mad about it. I'd even forgot about it.
Well, I just now found out what it is. That's what you call me, sitting right there in that cage, according to that sign that Squire's got up there.
Oh, well, that ain't nothing to get mad about, Abner. I never meant nothing.
Well, ain't nobody going to call me no such a thing as that and get away with it.
All right, I'll take it back then. From now on, I'll just call you a baboon instead of an ape.
Yeah, well, that's all right, but don't call me no ape, I'll tell you that.
There's something I never know.
What's that?
Look here. That's the only Siberian possum in captivity.
Well, I do know.
Ain't that the one you swapped off of Homer Jenkins?
Yeah. His dog's treated right down there at the back of his place. I bet Homer never knowed he was an extra out of the way. He never would have dealt him off to me.
Well, that ain't no more a Siberian possum than you are.
Huh? What did you say?
Than I am, then.
Well, that's better. I don't care what you call yourself.
That's another misrepresent there.
Why, sure it is.
I just don't like it, Abner.
I don't either, Lum. It just won't pay in the long run. It pays to tell the truth. That's what it does.
There's them white mice there.
Yeah.
What does that sign say there?
Sacred white mice from the Temple of...
Abadab,
yeah. Well, that ain't right, Lum. No, we know where we got them white mice from.
Wait a minute. Hey, Squire, come here a minute.
Well, howdy, gentlemen. I never saw you come in.
You just tell him right now we don't want to say nothing about these animals. It ain't so.
No, I'd rather just tell the truth about it, regardless.
Looks like you've been putting up some signs around here.
Yes. Have to put up a sign, you know, up over the cage, telling what the animals are, you know, or half the people that come in to see the circus won't know what they're looking at.
Yeah, well, it's a good idea, except I believe we ought to stick to the truth, Squire.
The truth? In the circus business?
Yeah, such things as that white elephant up there. I just don't feel right about it.
No, I don't either, Squire. I think we better just wash that white wash off. We don't want to say nothing about nothing. It ain't so.
No.
Well, all right, men. It's your show. And if you say take it off, well, I'll take it off. But now, he'll be a big attraction, men. Ain't no doubt about that. And another thing, that sign there just says he's a white elephant. And if he ain't white, I'd like to see one it is.
And this possum here, too. That ain't no Siberian possum. It was caught right down there on Homer Jenkins' place.
Yeah, well, now, look. Why, that's just a fancy name for him, you know. I ain't saying that he come from Siberia.
Yeah, that's right.
Like this sacred cow we got here. You know, they certain tribes of people that consider all cows sacred. No, love, I wouldn't misrepresent nothing. No, sir, man, I've got my reputation to think of, you know.
Well, of course, I don't know nothing about the circus business, but me and Abner's always tried to be honest and upright in our dealings, and we just don't want to misrepresent nothing.
Why, no, of course you don't, and I don't either. You know, Squire Skimp, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's my policy, man. All it has been.
Well, I'm proud to hear you
well,
say that.
For the land's sake, where did this varmint come from? Come here, Lum. Look at this.
What is it?
Oh, yes. And that's something new we got, man. I just added that to the collection a while ago. There's going to be the greatest attraction of them all.
Well, for the great I am. Well, that's the awfulest looking varmint I ever seen.
Yeah, it's asleep now, whatever it is.
I wouldn't get too close to him there, Abner. He might break out of that cage.
Gentlemen, that's the wild man from Borneo, the only genuine wild man on exhibition today. Brought to this country from the darkest jungles of Africa. Mm. He He's wild. He's savage. He's the most dangerous beast to be found in the world today.
I believe, Squire, it wouldn't hurt nothing to sort of put some extra bars around that teeth there.
And look there. He's got rings in his nose and ears both.
Sandys, I'd hate to meet one of them things in the rope.
Oh, me.
Where in the world did you get such a critter, Esquire?
Never mind where I got him, Lum. He's here. That's the main thing.
Wait a minute. I believe you woke him up then. Okay. Come on back from that cage there, Abner.
Can a fella talk to him, Squire?
Well, yes, Abner, but he can't understand a word you say. He speaks only the language of the jungle, Abner.
Squire, if that thing ever got loose around here, the people of Pine Ridge would be scattered all over the United States.
Yes,
sometime.
Well, he won't get loose. Don't you worry about that, Lum.
And look at him blinking them eyes there, just like a human.
Yeah, I'll swan to goodness he plumb woke up.
Yeah, look at him.
Yes, sir.
I believe I'll say something to him. Howdy do, sir. Howdy.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Huh?
All right, Grannies, wait a minute here. Who said that?
My dog is. He knows me, Lum.
Howdy, Mr. Lum. I wish you fellas would make Squire let me out of this cage here.
Cedric, I told you, whatever you do, don't ever speak to nobody that comes around this cage. Remember, you don't understand a word of the English language.
Well, if Cedric is the wild man from Borneo, we wonder what plan Squire has for Lum and Abner's part in the circus. Ladies and gentlemen, we still have a minute left tonight. Let's slip over to the Carlton home and see what's happening. I think Mrs. Carlton is getting her son Jimmy off to school.
Hurry up now, Jimmy. You'll be late.
Oh, let me finish my milk, Mom.
Well, be quick then, son. You know what your teacher said.
Oh, all right. Where's my cap?
Where you put it last night, of course.
Well, it isn't. I hung it up there on the hook.
Well, it must have walked off all by itself then.
Oh, no, it hasn't, Mom. I did hang it there. I remember.
Oh, I don't know. I declare. Here it is, Jimmy, under the table. Such a boy. Now, here's your book and your lunchbox.
Gee, Mom, what's in it today?
Oh, never you mind.
Oh, come on, tell us.
Well, all right. You've got sandwiches, cake, and an orange. Now, do one along, son.
Oh, gee, Mom, why don't you put in some Horlick's malted milk tablets? They're swell.
I know you too well. You'd eat them up before lunch and spoil your appetite.
No, I wouldn't. Anyway, Horlick's don't spoil your appetite. Teacher said they don't, too.
Well, I'll declare. I never heard that.
Well, it's true. Gee, Mom, they're better than candy, too. They're good for us, teacher said.
Well, I'll get you some tomorrow, son. Now, you've just got to run along. Why, look at that clock. You'll never be there on time.
Well, we hope Mrs. Carlton does get some Horlick's tablets for Jimmy. All youngsters love them. And they're certainly fine and nourishing for the youngsters. Get some to try. A small flask costs but 10 cents. Also in larger sizes, if desired. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick's, who now bid you all good night and good health.